friends.
Hi, boo.
I'll let you talk this time.
QCon 2011, number 18. It's officially over.
Yay!
That was a good weekend. I enjoyed that weekend. I'm glad it was just a weekend. I'm away. I'm going to go sleep. I'm in Hollywood at the minute, in Northern Ireland, if you were wondering, which I doubt that you were, but...
I should geotag these.
What?
I should geotag these.
Yeah.
I had that turned off for some reason.
We should go geo-trekking, or whatever that's called.
Yep, that's off topic. QCon, what we do at QCon today?
QCon today, we...
Not a lot.
Yeah, not a lot. We got there at 1?
No, it was like...
11 or something?
So like kind of half 11-ish.
12 maybe? It was maybe 12. Yeah, because we had food and stuff. Half 11 or 12, I'd say we got there at. Went in, walked around, went up to the floor, which initially was incredibly warm again. Walked around a bit. I got some pocky.
Yeah, pocky.
So Paul got some pocky as well.
Hey.
We played some... Pixel Junk Shooter 2, which is pretty good, and...
I got that at some point.
So Kinect Adventures as well.
Yeah, that was the first time you played Kinect Adventures.
Yep.
What did you think?
I kind of enjoyed it. I feel like there really are some interesting things that they could do with it. It was kind of broken, and like you could tell at times like there was a lot of sort of snapping to things.
Bam, there it is.
Yeah, kind of that sort of stuff as well. I found out you can't, like, put your right foot on the left side of your left foot. It just moves your whole body.
Yeah.
I found that out today.
You can't touch two things together.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see where that technology is in, like, 5 years or something.
I don't know if we talked about it in the talks yesterday, but I'm interested in the hybrid gaming type thing that you're talking about. Like you're playing with a controller, but then things that are tedious with a controller and are better with Kinect,
yeah,
than you can do with Kinect. I don't want a full Kinect game, doesn't sound good to me most times.
You don't want the Kinect centric game?
Yeah.
Under Kinect.
I don't like the purple, I don't want a purple box.
Okay. You want to be able to tell your crewmates, hey, move forward. That's what
I
think.
I want to be able to play the games.
Okay.
While doing whatever works best for whatever thing, do that.
Yeah.
If movement works best on the joystick with joypads, joystick on a controller with analog sticks, then do that.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do that. If the best way to order things people about is by using a Kinect or a mouse, but it's by using a Kinect thing to point in place or whatever, then do that.
To me, Kinect generally works for mini games and on wheel games.
Exactly.
Like, for just Kinect, like, I don't think you can really have, like, a proper I'm walking around the map thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I really want to see a Kinect based top down strategy game thing.
Yeah, RTS.
Yeah, an RTS. Yeah, I think that could be really interesting. I don't think it could be like a StarCraft type game, more of like a sort of Civ type thing. Is StarCraft RTS? What's the difference between those two? Is one of them RTS and one of them a different one?
What?
Between like
turn-based?
Turn-based strategy game, yeah, that's it. A turn-based strategy game I think would work better because, you know, like freaking out and being like, no, I'm over here! Although I guess if they fix the technology or make the technology a bit better, then that wouldn't really happen, but it's still kind of annoying that if somebody walks in front of you, you have to just stop playing the game.
That's a case of where we were. That's not something they can change.
I wish that
it detects physical things. If it's a physical thing in front of it, then
yeah. I would kind of wish that if something like that happened and somebody just walked in front of it, it would be like, say, like your
5 seconds
controller dies and it's just like, oh, you need to reconnect your okay
part two, bye bye.